Hi, Louise. Let me turn your mic on. It is her birthday, and for those that don't know, Louise was actually, she's the former pastor of the Sunday Morning Fellowship that preceded Kingdom Keys Bible Fellowship at the Dublin Ranch. So I thought it would be great to hear from her again today. So Louise, take the floor.
Thank you very much. Do you see me here?
Yes.
And it's from the depth of my heart that I'm so happy to be with everybody today. It's just so beautiful. God has been so awesome with me. And today I'm going to take time to talk about how He made me courageous, persistent, and consistent, and full of faith. It's the faith that has brought me this far, and faith that continues to work in my life. And I'm going to start, I'm just going to tell a briefing back to when I first came to Dublin Ranch. But first I want to say, the center verse of the Bible is in Psalms 118:8. It says, it is better that you trust God, trust the Lord, than to put confidence in man. I learned that years and years and years ago. And I have to tell, my first miracle in my life, I have to tell you, was when at my birth. I was not born in a hospital. I was born at home. And my mother had my two grandmothers, one a Christian and one, she listened but didn't believe as much as my other grandmother did. But then I didn't breathe. And the doctor was starting to sign my death certificate. And my grandmother picked up the ice water off the bed, threw it in my face, and said, in the name of Jesus, breathe. And I started screaming. And you know what? I haven't shut up yet. So anyway, I want to let you know that God is so awesome. And you know, when years ago, I'm going to read you something else. No eye has seen, no ear hath heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. And I love the Lord, and He has just been very, very good with me. Back in 2008, in May, I had to move out of the valley because my son was sick and not recuperating. Remember my son, Richard? We moved to San Francisco. I didn't like San Francisco, but that was where my daughter said, come stay with me now, because Richard doesn't have very much longer to live. So we went up there. But what happened was that the fresh air and the moisture, Richard and I both recuperated. I didn't realize I was really messed up too, being in a valley and what they call the valley air. And so then I didn't like living in San Francisco. So my son looked on the internet and he says, Mom, let's move to Dublin. I said, okay. He gave me the number for the ranch, and I called over and I talked with the manager. And I said, is there a two-bedroom available? And she looked and she said, yes, come on over. The following Wednesday, we drove over. My daughter drove us over. I went in, filled out the papers. Do you know she never even sent it into corporate? She came out to the van, met Richard, and said, come back Tuesday and we'll give you the keys. And that's how I moved into Dublin Ranch in 2008. Well, I was with Richard. Richard had muscular dystrophy, and he was 30 years old at the time. And different doctor appointments, and just taking care of Richard was a tiring thing. I'd been doing it with in-house care for several years. But God had His hand on Richard. Richard was a very special young man. And the you that met him and knew that he was a very special young man, and God had reasons with his life. Okay, in November 2009, Richard passed away, age of 31. He had just had his birthday in October. And there was a memorial service for him there. And it was the first memorial service in Dublin Ranch. And it was beautiful. We had Tuesday night Bible study people. TA was in charge of it. We had Sunday morning, Pastor Gill came and he read the obituary. All the people from both services were there. At that time, it seemed like they didn't really mix together, and someone had thrown me a thing that they don't get along. They're, you know, and I thought, how could that be? We're all talking about God. God is the main source here, not who. And, but anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. So they had a beautiful memorial service for Richard in the morning, and then because he was gone, and I started going to the morning services with Pastor Gil, and Tuesday night with Pastor T.A. And then some of the people on Sunday morning, I said, hey, how come I don't see you up on Tuesday night with Pastor T.A.? I don't know, the person said. The next week, he showed up. And a week after that, more of our morning, people started going to the Tuesday night service. And then before long, we saw people coming from Tuesday night to Sunday morning. And it was just a beautiful blend. It was just, I said, thank you, Lord. That's beautiful. Now we have a group of people with the body of Christ. All right. Then, after Richard died, I became unemployed totally. I had no money to my name at all. And I went to sign up for Social Security, and I went to the bank. It was supposed to start this in December. November, rent was paid because Richard passed away the first of the month, so I was okay. December, my daughter paid her rent. She also paid it in January. And so I decided I'm going to go to the bank and see if my Social Security check come in yet. So I started off to the bank. I had to walk all the way down to Chase. You guys know where Chase is, and from the apartments. And I had two pennies in my pocket. I was wiggling those two pennies in my pocket all the way over there and all the way back. And I went into the bank. I said, is my check here yet? And they said, Louise, no, try again tomorrow. And I thought, okay, I'll walk home. I have nothing to go into the store or do anything. So I walked by the Salvation Army. It was December, and she was out asleep over her bucket. I tossed the pennies in the bucket really hard so she'd wake up, because she shouldn't have been asleep. Anyway, I walked on out, walked over by Pete's, and I looked down, and there was a dollar bill on the ground. There you go, all the way to the bank. I was saddened. I have no money, have no, the food's going down, no gas in the car. And here I had a dollar bill because I threw my two pennies away. I said, Lord, you're humorous. You're giving me back 98 cents plus my two pennies, Lord? That is just really beautiful, but it won't make the car payment. Thank you, Lord, because you brought me into a new element. It brought me up out of that poor me element into, I gave you a dollar, but a dollar doesn't go very far in this case. So I'll tell you about my two pennies for a reason, because I'll tell you about another two pennies later. So I had to downsize. So January, I go down and say, where am I on the list to downsize? And I'm saying, Lord, I need to downsize. And she said, there's one person in front of you, one person has to move. I said, okay, I went back to my apartment and I prayed for that person, those two people. Lord, make a blessing. Lord, bless them with something, a Bible move or two, one to move, and the person on the list, bless them with something that is better for them than here. So then I went to the Sunday morning service, and Pastor Gil says, somebody's moving. Oh, yeah? And they have a couch. So I went up and used the excuse on the couch to go in and see this apartment. And I could see my pictures on the wall, and I could just see me there. And I thought, thank you, Lord, this is my new apartment. So that January 12, 2010, I moved from fourth floor to third. You know, God just keeps working, and he's awesome. And every step of the way, because my daughter said, rest, Mom. That's all you need to do right now is just rest. You're tired. You've been doing, taking care of Richard for so long. So that's what I did. But then I got to move downstairs. So I moved in January 12, 2010. And I was on my patio one day. And I'm thinking, Lord, I need to go to work. I can't just sit here no longer and let my daughter continue to pay the rent and this, that, and the other. But the good thing about the move was that I moved on the 12th, and they had to reimburse me back the rest of the month's rent, which paid for groceries, thank you, Lord, and gas in my van, thank you, Lord, and next month's rent. God is so awesome that paid my February rent. And so anyway, then I'm sitting on my patio, talking to the Lord about work, and the lady downstairs yelled up, Louise, Louise. I said, what? Come down here. I went down. She offered me a job, 1 hour a day, to help her because her husband was going in for hip surgery and couldn't help her at the time, and she needed help in the mornings. Praise you, Lord. At the same time, another lady hit me up and said, Louise, come here. I'm going in for surgery, and my cousin needs a ride to work for 16 days. Well, that panned out really good, too, and I did that one. Took her to work and picked her up. And then on February 14th, 2010, I went into the clubhouse. I was just walking into the clubhouse. I'm ready to go back to work. Lord, send me more work. I've already got these two jobs, but, Lord, I need more. And I met Mr. Wilson. He says, how are you today? I said, oh, I'm fine. I always show up. I'm fine. I won't tell anyone, boy, I'm really in a deep trouble because I'm waiting on the Lord. I might be in this trouble, but the Lord was going to bring me through it. My faith, I knew He was going to bring me through it, but it was on His timing and not mine. So anyway, I said, well, I was just trying to get back in on the phone with in-house care services and go back to work for them. Oh, you do that? Yes, I do in-house care service. He pulls a card out of his pocket and says, here, call my daughter. I went to work the very next day, which was February 14th. This was on the 13th. On February 14, 2010, making enough money a month to help with what I was making with Social Security to pull me through. And I praised the Lord. I said, Lord, you've done it again. Just being in the right place at the right time. And that's another thing in my life that's very fluent of being in the right place at the right time. And so many miracles happen. And it goes for you, too. If the Lord says, go here. And we might say, oh, Lord, I don't want to do that. Like the night that in the apartment said, I was in the apartment and the Lord says, take the garbage out. You think the Lord's going to take the garbage out? He does. He sets you up to where you go in that place. And I told Richard, I'm going to take the garbage out. And there was one of our tenants with a deep problem outside that needed some help. She needed prayer. And I prayed and I thought, I don't feel this is over. I think that she needs more prayer. So as we were walking, talking about the right place at the right time, we walked. I was going to walk her back to her apartment, which is down the hall from me. Here comes Pastor Gil coming up. So Pastor Gil, I said, she needs some help. I have to get back in with Richard. And Pastor Gil took it over. But things like that was always happening. One-on-one ministry, prayer. And these are things that I'm not trying to feel that I'm perfect. I'm not perfect by any means. I have my own situations too. But I'm just saying that if you put yourself in that position of being available for the Lord, and like if the Lord tells you to do something, you say, well, after I do this, or after I do, oh, I got to make a phone call, you're going to miss your blessing. Because He wants you to listen to Him. Like Yvette said about following the sheep, following. You have to follow the sheep. You have to know His voice and another not follow. He tell you to go do something and you tell yourself, oh, after this and after that. No, that doesn't work. You'll miss your blessing. Get up and move immediately. Okay. And more jobs came and I started taking people in my van. We started writing. And I know several of you right there just put a smile on your face about remember writing with Sister Louise in the van, Christian music blaring out the windows. We're all rejoicing, talking to the Lord at the same, you know, it's just beautiful. I miss all of that, but we have to do that until the van died. We had to get rid of the van. And I know a lot of you remember that. Okay, and then we went on. While I was there, I had to deal with my sister passing and my mother passing. But that left me a little bit of inheritance, which brought me out of debt. I was in debt and no income, but then I'm back on my feet now. Then the Lord started talking about moving, about 2015. You're going to move. I was like Abram. Where am I going? To the mountains and get burned up? Or am I going to the ocean and get swept out? Where am I going, Lord? And he just put me on hold. The hold that for a year and a half, he put me on hold. Just get ready. You're moving. Get ready. You're moving. And I told a few people, nah, girl, you're not moving. Yes, I am. I am. I'm moving. The Lord's put me in that position to move, and I'm going to move. See, the Lord's there with you all the time. If we know his voice, and when he speaks to us, we can get up, and we can move, and we can go with the courage, with the persistence that this is going to happen, the consistent that I'm going to be there, and I'm going to continue, and with full faith. Know that the Lord has plans for you that you don't know what he has planned for you. Okay, then, and here comes with Pastor, I'm doing a Sunday. I totally skipped when Pastor Gail left, and I took over the morning services, and then I was doing that from 2011, and then now Pastor T.A. comes down. The Lord's been speaking with me, Louise. It told me I need to come down and help you on Sunday mornings. And in the back of my head, release. I was released from my jobs. I was released from other things. But this was a release from the morning service. He says, here's what we can do. You preach one Sunday a month. You do the opening prayer, the worship service, and the last song, and I'll do the rest. I said, sounds great. Come on. He brought in the screen for the words. He brought in the speaker and the mic, which we had many fights over that mic. Give me the mic. And it was just really, we had a wonderful time working together, bringing forth God's word and upping the service to a better quality than what it was. But God, he listened to God. God told him, go help, go help. And he came, and he helped, and that was beautiful. And then I still didn't know where I was going to be moving. But in 2017, my daughter came here to Austin, and she came back to Dublin. Mom, I'm moving to Austin. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord. You finally told me where I'm moving to. And I said, okay, yes, I'm with you. I started sorting, packing more, getting things. I got right on the phone to the villages here. My daughter gave me the number to villages. Started talking with them, and was put on the waiting list. My application went through; it was okay. And then Jordan calls me. I call in October here, and I say, "How's everything going?" She says, Louise, I got that news for you. I don't think we'll have an apartment ready for you in January when you come. Nobody's moving. I said, do you want to stay on a waiting list? I said, I'll call you back Monday. Let you know. So I thought a little self-doubt was coming in. Am I really doing the right thing? Am I really supposed to move? Am I going to have trouble? And then I prayed again, just like I prayed before. Lord, I'm the only one on the waiting list. Lord, somebody has to move. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord Jesus, to make a better place for them. The same prayer I prayed back in 2010. Right? Then I went in. I went somewhere and I came back. The front elevator at the branch was broken, and I had to take the second elevator. So I go in the second elevator. I'm the only one in there. And the door closed. I look down. There's, again, two pennies in the floor. And here I was in this concern that is there going to be something opened or not? And I started laughing. And I said, Lord, are you giving me two pennies for my thoughts? And the Lord said, I want you to remember back in 2009, he said, your two pennies then, I was with you then, and I'm with you now. And so I called Monday and said, put me, keep me on the list. November 1st, the lady calls me, and Louise, you're never going to believe this. And I said, what? Not only one apartment came available, but two. Which you want? You want third floor or fourth floor? I said, give me the penthouse. Which I always liked the penthouse anyway. So anyway, then I got to tell her about my move from fourth to third in back in 2010. And I got to testify about my two pennies then, my two pennies now. And I thank the Lord. And she was really blessed by hearing it. And I thank the Lord because it was beautiful. And November 2017, that's when she called and told me about two instead of one. All right. Then I finished packing. We did all of our December activities in Dublin. Our going away party, which was beautiful. And I still have my plaque in here on display. And just, it's just really been a wonderful month there at the last. And then we arrived and spent my first night in my new apartment on January 12th, 2018. 10 years from the time I moved from upstairs, downstairs, and God has just been so awesome with me that the dates and stuff come together. And when you're set apart and have to stand all over again, start all over again, is what I've done several times in my life. But I know I'm never alone because my God knew me before I was ever born. And he knew the plans he had for me. He always has been with me. He always is with me. And he always will be with me. I love him, praise him daily. My eye could not see then. Ear could not see then, mind could not see then, what God had prepared for me, us, you and me, who loves him, but now I've seen him. I know God is able to do all exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask for, and he just wants us to. He is willing, able, and can do all things. He asks us to knock, seek, ask, believe, and receive. Ask him to do about your health today, about your finances, relationships with family and friends. And just ask him to enter your whole atmosphere of your house, and clean everything that's not of him out, and just praise him and put him first in your life. And I can promise you that you will see a difference. And I just love the Lord. I love being with you this morning. It's been so much fun. I know it really hasn't been in the Word. It's basically a testimony of what God's done. And you know, when I came to Austin, through the office people, my reputation had come before me. The Bible speaks about that your reputation will come before you. And you know, it took me 10 years to get to the standing where I was when I left, but it was here when I first got here. And the Lord has blessed me. Here, I've just moved from fourth floor to third to a nicer apartment, and the Lord has blessed me with that. And he's blessed me with a good group of people, and I started church. Right now, the COB19, the church is on podcast. And I'm missing everybody there here too. But I'm constantly being in the right place at the right time and constantly running to someone that needs a lift up from the Lord, someone that hears that needs to hear about him. We have one man that goes in the lobby one day, and I come in there and I start throwing scriptures. He starts throwing scriptures back. I threw scriptures. He throws scriptures back. And we talk about the Lord. Other people come in, start throwing in word here and there, and it's just like having church in the lobby. You don't have, I thought I was going to come here and start a morning service. It didn't work out. We have other people that are trying to do that now, and I tried to do a Bible study. That didn't work out. And I said, Lord, You know, I thought I was supposed to do something here like this. This was Louise thinking that Louise was supposed to do that. And then I got to at the church before they started having all this came about. I did get to do the Bible study three times, the ladies' Bible study, because sub in for the lady. But you know, God is awesome, and I just give it all to Him. I take no credit that it is just Louise's doing. It's God back, and Louise is following what God's saying. And then my daughter says, Mom, this is a new thing. Don't you want a man in your life? And I said, that would be nice. I haven't had anyone in my life since 2004. That would be nice. But Jill, throw yourself out there. Get out there. Go look where men are at. And then she left. And I closed the door and I said, Lord, I've never had to look for work. It's always walked at me. I always get jobs because I got a job here. I work 29 hours a week. That walked to me. Two of them. I didn't go out looking for jobs. They came walking to me. And I said, and I've never had to go to the bank and go out and look for finances. You've always brought the finances to me. Now, how come you can't bring a man to me? And there's a gentleman here that has been sitting out. We've talked off and on for 3 years. New Year's Day this year, the Lord told him, go knock on her door. So the Lord brought a gentleman into my life, which is very nice and it's new. And just, he believes in the Lord and he's, and it's just beautiful. So anyway, back to, I love you people. I love you, TA. Thank you very much. And I had a block and I wanted to teach something. And my lady I work for, I said, I have a block. I had Esther in mind. I had the lady with the blood issue in mind. I had this. I had that. But I would start, and it wouldn't go nowhere. But she prayed with me. We prayed. And Friday, this came out to give my testimony of what the Lord's done for me. And He can do the same for every one of you. Amen. Thank you, TA. And yes, tomorrow is my birthday. I'll be 27.
Well, thank you, Louise, for sharing with us. If I get nothing else from all that you said today, I simply got God cannot fail at anything. Thank you for taking the time out and sharing with us. It's so good to see you. It's so good to hear you speaking again on what the Lord is doing in your life and how He's using you. And I just appreciate the fact you gave me another Sunday off. God bless you.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much, TA. And I love every one of you. And God bless you all and have a fantastic week. Bye-bye.